Thank you for choosing to listen to the Scripture Thought Podcast, where we talk about life and love and everything in between, with insights from Scripture and experience and just life in general. Come enjoy the journey with us. This thing is called Scripture Thought, so I guess it only makes sense that I spend some time providing some thoughts on Scripture, right? I mean, that was the point of this whole thing to begin with, and I have missed being able to do this on a regular basis, so, of course, this is what I want to do. But how do I decide what to talk about? How do I choose a topic or a particular passage of Scripture to really dive into and look at with you? I don't think there's any one right answer to that, really. I don't set a schedule and meticulously go through Scripture with the idea that, yes, this is the one that I'm going to talk about this time. No, that isn't really my method. I mean, sure, there are times when I'll be reading something and it hits me as something worthy of being discussed. Although, side note, let's just be real and say that all Scripture is worthy of being discussed. But sometimes a general concept comes to my mind, and it causes me to look into Scripture and find areas where that topic is spoken of and relevant. So, with that said, I'd actually like to take a few minutes today to talk about the wonderfully flawed King David. And if you don't know the story of King David, my goodness, there is much to be said. He was a lowly shepherd boy, was called by God to be king, killed the menacing giant Goliath, was a fugitive for years from King Saul, and then when he eventually did become king, he was a murderer, a liar, an adulterer. Essentially, he was not a wildly amazing man by typical standards. And yet, despite all of that, he was spoken of more than anyone else in the entire Bible, other than Jesus himself. He was also given the moniker of being a man after God's own heart, which you'll see in 1 Samuel 13:14 as well as Acts 13:22. Now, this is such an interesting nickname to be given, knowing his history and his tendency to fall into the traps of various sin. He was not given that title because he was great and wonderful, though he did have some pretty excellent victories in his life and some good qualities. No, he was given that title because of the way that he responded to God in moments when he was confronted by his sin. It's a fairly common trait, I think, for people to run away and hide when they're caught in their sin, as we see first thing in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and they heard God walking in the garden, they, quote-unquote, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees, which is Genesis 3:8. David, even though he was flawed and failed in many regards, whenever he was confronted in his sin, he ran to God and not away from him. When Nathan the prophet confronts David for his sin with Bathsheba and against her husband, David does not deny his wrong. He does not run from it. Instead, he admits his fault and moves towards seeking forgiveness. In that confrontation, when Nathan famously says, "David, you are that man," David pleads, "I have sinned against the Lord," which is 2 Samuel 12:13. And while there are still consequences for the actions that he took, David is forgiven. So with all that in mind, I wanted to look at one of David's Psalms, actually, because it shows his capacity for emotion, which is something that I feel is lost in today's world because we are so taught such conflicting things about how appropriately to express emotions and how different emotions are acceptable and some are not. Psalm 13 is a wonderful psalm that shows the depth and variety of emotion that David was not only comfortable with, but also able to express in a tangible and, in my opinion, very healthy way. He expressed his thoughts and his feelings, but he did not let any one of those particular emotions rule him or take his life over. Psalm 13 begins with a cry of desperation. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" David was in a place of feeling lost and defeated. He felt like God was ignoring him and letting awful and terrible things happen to him. How often have we felt like this in our lives, feeling left out, alone, like we have no hope and no strength? Like God was supposed to help us, but has left us for the birds, so to speak. Life is sometimes very hard, and it can often feel like this is our lot, like this is just what we get. And that's a pretty miserable feeling. But then David carries on by explaining his upset with himself and those around him. He says, "How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" David is experiencing the dread that comes from reflecting on our own actions and the behavior that is less than ideal and honoring to God. The counsel of his soul is often what led him to disaster. And so he is reflecting on and talking to God about that despair within himself. That's something that I think we all experience from time to time, is the idea that first, we can do it ourselves, but then the realization that no, we can't, and having tried to do it by ourselves is what got us in trouble in the first place. Then we get to see that David clings to God and chooses to acknowledge another reality in this world. He knew that God was the one to orchestrate life and who could give him the peace and strength that he needed. He says, "Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation, and I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me." You see, David began this psalm with very guttural cries of despair. But as you can see here, he moves to feeling and expressing that God will take care of him. To watch as David shifts through his emotions from desperation to almost glee at the understanding that God has dealt bountifully with him is a wonderful testament to being able to work through emotions. Now, as I mentioned, we often have a hard time working through and expressing our emotions because society tells us to feel this way or that way, or to not feel this way or not feel that way. But as David shows us in this psalm, as well as many of his others, it's okay to feel whatever emotions are in our hearts. The issue is never the emotions that we feel, but how we respond to those emotions. Now, the funny thing about this podcast is that as I was finishing up writing all about this, feeling all our emotions and moving from despair to hope, my computer actually exploded. And I mean, not actually, but I was working and I hadn't fully saved everything, and it decided that it did not want to be on anymore. And so it shut down and it wouldn't turn back on for hours. So I was quite certain that I'd lost everything. You know, this podcast, along with all the rest of data on my computer that I hadn't backed up yet. So needless to say, the emotion of despair kicked in for me, and I was incredibly frustrated. And as you can easily imagine, I felt the irony in that situation. Now, while having my computer crash is very different than being chased and hunted down for death like David was, the feelings of dread are similar, and you know, I would never want to compare my computer issue with David being hunted, but the emotional roller coaster is the same. And I got to acknowledge that and experience that in real time. So with this, we get to see that David shows us what is often overlooked in life. It's the fact that we simply do not know everything. In whatever circumstance we are in, it is likely possible that our eyes do not see every factor. God is the ultimate orchestrator, and he knows what is going to happen next. We don't. We like to think that we do. We like to plan as if we do. And we like to kind of shut out our thoughts and emotions from various aspects of life so that we can just plug away and do the things needed to be done to reach that next goal or that next milestone or that next whatever. But the truth is, as David says in this psalm, we need to ask God to enlighten our eyes so that we can see, so that we can see the truth that we're not all-knowing, so that we can see the truth that we don't know what is going to happen next, so that we can see the truth that we don't have to be ruled by our emotions. And I know it's sometimes difficult to not be ruled by our emotions, but at the same time, I think it's important to recognize the need for releasing our emotions to the God who created them. Thanks for taking the time to listen today. Just a quick note, if you have any thoughts or comments, the comment section, like I said before, is always open. You're always welcome to throw your comments down there, and I do like to read them. And if you have any suggestions or recommendations of what you might want to listen to me examine or talk about, feel free to throw those down there, and I will, you know, make a list, and we'll start trying to touch on more of the things that you guys would maybe want to hear. Thank you again for coming along on today's Scripture Thought podcast journey. Your support is very meaningful, and I appreciate you being here with me. Join me next time as we continue talking about life and love and everything in between.